Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today, and we have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is going to help us find the answers in our Bible, and Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today is from Aiden. Aiden is 6 years old and he sent us this question. Micah, can you read this question for us?
What does God look like?
This is a really good question because sometimes there's people that we've never met and maybe a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle that you've never met before, but you've heard your mom and dad talk about them and you might have asked them, what does this person look like? And if they're not around, what's the best way that your mom or dad can help you know what they look like? What do we use today? We use pictures. But we have a picture of what God looks like given to us in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9.
Ooh, Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. Okay, guys, grab your Bibles. Let's open up to the book of Daniel. That's in the Old Testament. Daniel chapter 7, those are the big numbers, and then verse 9, those are the little numbers underneath. Now, for the question and answer, we're going to go a little faster looking up these Bible verses, but if you need some more time, that's okay. Just press pause, and when you're ready, you can press play again when you're ready. Okay, so we're going to go to Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. Aiden is going to read that for us.
I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow, and his hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire.
This is one of the only descriptions that we have of what our Heavenly Father looks like. He wears a white robe, and his hair is white. But beyond that, we don't know what he looks like. In fact, did you know that right now we can't even see God's face without dying?
Wait, so you're saying that if we were to see God's face, we would die?
Yes.
Whoa.
All of us have sinned, and God is a holy God. If he were to show up right now, we'd be burned up. We'd disappear.
Oh, that wouldn't be good.
We'd be destroyed. But that won't always be the case. And there's another scripture that I'd like to share with you.
You mean there's still a chance that we can see God?
Absolutely.
Ooh, okay.
1 John chapter 3 and verse 2.
1 John chapter 3 verse 2. Okay, so this isn't John like one of the Gospels, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. This is 1 John. So look in the back of your Bible, kind of toward Revelation. 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Okay, so right at the back. 1 John, not 2 John, not 3 John, chapter 3, verse 2. 1 John, chapter 3, verse 2. Aiden will read this one for us.
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
So one day we will be able to see God as he is because we will be like him. That's why it's so important to start your day with Jesus, because that's how you become more like him, and that's how you'll get to see him one day.
I'm looking forward to seeing God face to face. That's pretty exciting. All right. Well, thank you so, so much, Aiden, for that question. It was a good one. It's something that's important because, I mean, if God's our friend, we want to know what he looks like, right? If you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad that you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus.